Hey, stick around for our first part of our three-part series on the Federal Reserve.
Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So today I'm going to answer one of your questions that came up after the recent inflation video that we did. So the purpose of this video, I'm going to do it in kind of a quick and dirty fashion like the other ones, but this time I'll go into a little bit more detail. So when I got the question, it was, what is the Fed? What is the Federal Reserve? You know, we hear it mentioned a whole bunch of different times on, you know, TV, the news, YouTube. It's a large topic, and depending on who you ask, you typically get a different response. So we're going to break things into like three different videos for you. The first video, this one right here, is going to be who the Fed says that they actually are. Sounds simple, right? What it actually says on their official website, things like that. The second video will be the Fed explained from an outsider's perspective, which will include some history and what the founding fathers warned us about. All right, so now the third and final video, we're going to cover the Fed from the perspective as it possibly being the greatest scam in history. I know it may sound far-fetched, but you'll just have to wait and see and judge for yourself. Now, all of these videos we'll review share different perspectives on how it all works or doesn't work. I'm trying to stay as unbiased as possible, although it's a little tough when you understand the whole system and how it all works. So now that you know what to expect, let's begin. The Federal Reserve was given responsibility of setting monetary policy by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. The framers of the act rejected the idea of a single central bank, so they instead went with a system with three key features: a central governing board, a decentralized operating structure of banks, and a combination of public and private characteristics. This translated to the Federal Reserve system we have today, which is made up of three key entities. The first is the Board of Governors. This is located in Washington, D.C., and is a governing body of the Federal Reserve system. It's run by seven members who are nominated by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Each member is appointed for a 14-year term, and they are staggered so that one term expires on January 31st of even-numbered years. This Board of Governors is accountable to Congress and provides guidance for the system. Next are the Federal Reserve Banks. There are 12 of these broken up into districts based on the economic considerations. Honestly, just reading the description on the website makes me think of the 12 districts in the Hunger Games. Now, these are overseen by the Board of Governors. Each district bank operates independently, but with supervision of the Board of Governors. The third entity is the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC. This committee consists of the seven members of the Board of Governors, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and four of the remaining 11 Reserve Bank presidents that serve one-year terms on a rotating basis. The Federal Reserve controls the tools of monetary policy. These are open market operations, which the FOMC is in charge of, and the discount rate and reserve requirements, which are all taken care of by the Board of Governors. There are two other groups that play a part in this as well. The first are depository institutions. Now, these are your banks and your credit unions. Next are the Federal Reserve System Advisory Committees. These groups make recommendations to the Board of Governors and Reserve Banks. You hear a lot on the internet about the Federal Reserve being a private entity. According to the Federal Reserve, each of the 12 Reserve Banks are organized similar to private corporations. They operate in their own particular geographic area in the United States and are separately incorporated with their own board of directors. Commercial banks that are members of the Federal Reserve System hold stock in their district's bank. They state that owning Reserve Bank stock is quite different from owning stock in a private company. The Reserve Banks are not operated for profit, and ownership of a certain amount of stock is, by law, condition of membership in the system. They go on to say, in fact, the Reserve Banks are required by law to transfer net earnings to the U.S. Treasury after providing for all necessary expenses of the Reserve Banks, legally required dividend payments, and maintaining a limited balance in a surplus fund. Now, you might think this is fair. They are not running things to make a profit, and they have to give the money back to the U.S. Treasury. However, the Federal Reserve Act does allow them to make 6% payment in dividends to all bank stockholders before giving the money back. Now, 6% may not seem like a lot, But for example, in 2012, around $1.6 billion was paid in dividends to banks and stockholders tax-free in the majority of cases. Now, that sounds like a whole lot of cheddar to me. How about you? So that's it in a nutshell, peeps. We'll go into what others have to say about the Federal Reserve in our next video, which will include some history and what some of our founding fathers warned us about pertaining to money and the control of it. I hope this super quick and dirty breakdown of the Fed has brought some value to you. Hopefully this expands your mind and helps you see things from a new perspective. Remember, this is part one of three. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. Love you. God bless you. Catch you on the next one.